Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, December 30th, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gandhi.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Zimbabwe revives the feared National Youth Service ahead of the crucial 2018 national elections.
The National Youth Service was a complete failure in the human rights disaster, primarily because of the way in which it was extremely politicized.
Zimbabwe is only left with a few weeks' supply of maize, and grain millers say the government should lift a ban on the private importation of the staple grain to avert a crisis.
In June last year, we made recommendations to the Honourable Minister of Agriculture and saying that the shortfall of 800,000 is just too much a future for us to import from one country. We needed to open up all borders.
And Zimbabwe orders the top health officials to prepare for a crippling doctors' strike. Youth Development, Indigenization and Empowerment Minister Patrick Juwao has caused an uproar in Zimbabwe after vowing yesterday to revitalize the controversial National Youth Service Program. The opposition movement for democratic change and People's Democratic Party and some human rights groups have raised serious concerns over Juwao's plans coming ahead of the 2018 general elections and the factional fights in the ruling ZANU-PF as the battle to succeed President Robert Mugabe intensifies.
The youths have been accused of terrorizing innocent Zimbabweans with claims that they normally force people to buy ZANU-PF cards. Juwao said he is mobilizing 80,000 young people to help in national development programs. Human rights lawyer Dewa Mavinga tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that Juwao's move is very disturbing.
Well, it shows clearly that Mr. Juwao has no idea of what is important or essential or a priority for Zimbabwe. The National Youth Service was a complete failure in the human rights disaster, primarily because of the way in which it was extremely politicized and highly partisan as an appendage of ZANU-PF. So to revive it is simply to look at a political party project and not any national interest that can come out of the National Youth Service.
We also understand that there are 10,000 youths on the government payroll. What is your take on this?
Well, this is the thing. These have nothing to do with the development of the country. These are, you know, party youth, effectively and primarily. So what these people are talking about is a political project to mobilize people and also to abuse these youth to terrorize citizens. So it is a project that does not augur well for human rights and that should be disbanded. In fact, this is an area that urgently needs an audit from the finance ministry to remove these individuals who are not benefiting the nation at all, but are milking, you know, the meager resources that we have in the nation.
And that was human rights lawyer Dewa Mavinga, a senior researcher with Human Rights Watch, speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Johannesburg, South Africa.
Ordinary Zimbabweans have slammed the first family for going on holiday in the Far East, while most of them are unable to enjoy the festive season as they have either not been paid December salaries or have no money to do so due to the prevailing harsh economic environment. Our correspondent Ivan Chifera reports from Harare.
Most Zimbabweans have described President Robert Mugabe and his wife Grace as irresponsible, saying going on holiday abroad when the majority of the population is wallowing in poverty showed they did not care about struggling local people. Harare resident Moses Chungwa said it was unfair for the president to go outside the country when people are suffering.
How can you go for a holiday while this country is suffering? It's not good for us.
Another local resident, Andrew Piri, said it was unacceptable of the president to go abroad, especially after he had acknowledged at a party he held for senior government officials that the economic situation in the country was not good. He said while the president is entitled to an annual holiday, he should enjoy it locally, given the prevailing economic situation in the country.
Locally, there are so many resort areas where he can even enjoy with his family than to carry a biggest contingent of about 200 people going to the Far East. It seems as if he is having a holiday in the Far East and carrying his friends to go and buy their groceries from the Far East using the government's coffers. We can say the civil servant that we are crying right now. They've never received their monies. The Christmas was just dull.
John Moyo, also of Harare, said the timing of the president's holiday to the Far East was wrong, given that most people in the country are suffering and did not enjoy Christmas holidays.
The economy is on its knees. The country is almost cash dry. I'm sure the president could have remained in the country, though on leave, attending to some of the urgent issues like civil servants' salaries, civil servants' bonuses. But when the leader of a nation chooses to go out and enjoy himself with his family, I see it as being very, very arrogant.
But political commentator and Great Zimbabwe University lecturer Joel Makusha said there was nothing wrong with the president's leave as long as it was budgeted for. He said it was proper for President Mugabe to go on leave so that he comes back rejuvenated to deal with the many challenges affecting the nation. His views were echoed by ZANU-PF Central Committee member and parliamentarian Joseph Chuma, who said the president has a right to go on holiday even if some civil servants have not yet been paid.
But the point is that even if he's here, are they going to be paid because he's here? That's the fundamental question that you must ask yourself. The responsible minister is running around mobilizing resources so that all civil servants are paid. And so it doesn't really need the president to be in office, I mean, for that to happen.
Chuma noted that the government is still functioning in the absence of President Mugabe.
The president is actually human, and it is important to know that every human being goes on leave. While he goes on leave, it doesn't mean that then government is functioning. That is why in his place is an acting president, which means that it's business as usual and nothing stops. If ever there's need for him to come, he's always a phone call away. So I don't know why people must make a fuss about it as if the president has gone to Mars or the moon or something. If ever the president is needed physically, I'm sure he will leave whatever he's doing and come back and attend to whatever needs to be attended. I remember ourselves in Parliament, we were once adjoined, but because there was need for us to convene, we were urgently called and we left whatever we were doing and we actually convened and we dealt with the business of the day that was required of us. So it is the same scenario even with the president. If he's needed, he will always come back.
Mr. Mugabe traditionally takes his leave during this time of the year and usually spends it in the Far East, where he also goes for medical checkups. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.
You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
We are broadcasting on 909 Metum Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com.
You can also text us at 001-202-465-0318.